Hello, this is your Polycast for Wednesday, December 7th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, some congregations declare themselves sanctuary churches, and the Ramsey County Sheriff resigns. The St. Paul School Board plans to vote on a motion next week to change school start times, but details are scarce. Solveig Wastvedt has more.
The board is not clear yet on a plan for new start times. Board members say they need more input, and they want to explore all the options for giving middle and high school students a later start. The district's current proposal would put secondary students at 8:30 a.m. with elementary students split between 7:45 and 9:30. Some parents say that would make childcare difficult, but board member Steve Marchese says teens need the sleep.
What we're trying to do is move this all in the direction of what is in the best interest of our students, and that, to my mind, has to include later start times for secondary students.
If the motion passes, the district intends to finalize a plan in time to implement changes at the beginning of the 2018 school year. Solveig Wastvedt, Minnesota Public Radio News.
After deadlocking last month, the Rochester City Council has given a preliminary green light to ride-sharing companies like Uber. Catherine Richard reports.
Some residents and Destination Medical Center officials supported ride-sharing opportunities, but established taxi companies opposed new competition. Two previous no votes on the city council flipped to yes, including Council President Randy Stavers. He said there are ways to level the playing field for Rochester's incumbent transportation companies. But Stavers says passing the ordinance is no guarantee that Uber will eventually come to Rochester.
I still have some reservations whether Rochester is a large enough market for Uber.
The ordinance will get a second vote later this month, which Stavers says is a formality. Catherine Richard, Minnesota Public Radio News in Rochester.
Representatives of a group of Minnesota churches say that their congregations will serve as sanctuaries for immigrants. The faith-based group Isaiah is behind the effort to provide support to those who fear deportation during the upcoming Donald Trump administration. Reham Fashir has more.
Lutheran minister Grant Stevenson acknowledges that many congregations haven't paid much attention to immigration. After all, President Obama has deported more people than any other president. So why are churches only now stepping up to provide sanctuaries?
We're in a church, so I want to give a confessional answer to your question.
Stevenson says the language on immigration used by Donald Trump during this year's presidential campaign pushed congregations in Minnesota to act.
Many of us standing here have been asleep. And we have been woken up by the terror and the fear that immigrants are feeling now because of the rhetoric that is being thrown around for the last year in this country. Mm-hmm. And we intend to stay awake.
Almost 100 supporters joined Stevenson and several other pastors at Lutheran Church of the Redeemer in St. Paul to declare their sanctuary status. With 45 days to go until Trump takes office, they say it's time to open their doors to immigrants living in fear of deportation. About 30 churches have joined the effort to either become or support sanctuary churches. That means some churches will become places of refuge for those in immediate danger, while others will provide resources, including legal help. Janae Bates is a minister at United Church of Christ and communications director for Isaiah. She says the role of a sanctuary congregation is to provide spiritual and moral advocacy.
As people of faith, we believe that every human being has sacred worth and is created in the image of God.
Amen.
The current situation in our nation, where millions of immigrant families live in fear of separation, are vulnerable to abuse, and unable to fully live out their God-given gifts, is morally unacceptable.
After the press conference, supporters of the sanctuary movement gathered for a training. Matt Gladu of Isaiah kicked things off.
I'd like to hear from one or two people briefly, pastors, briefly, like a sentence about the concrete thing you feel like you need to do differently.
I need to learn how to articulate how this is a political movement, but it's a nonpartisan movement.
Right.
Not only that, but clergy members are still trying to answer some legal questions. Congregations still don't know whether they'd be breaking any laws by providing refuge. But sanctuary churches are nothing new. Some churches were founded by immigrants and continue to help those from Asia and most recently Sudan. Meanwhile, elected officials in Minneapolis and St. Paul are reaffirming their status as sanctuary cities. They have ordinances that separate the work of their police officers from that of federal immigration officials. St. Paul City Council members are also set to vote on a resolution Wednesday that supports the resettlement of Syrian refugees. It's tough to predict what exactly President-elect Trump will do about immigration. Bruce Nestor is an immigration attorney in Minneapolis. He says even if Trump moves to deport large numbers of people, federal officials still need to follow the law.
It is simply impossible to deport 3 or 4 million people and follow any rule of law whatsoever. They have a right to see an immigration judge. They have the right to go to court. They have the right to hire an attorney to argue on their behalf.
For now, churches hope to pick up the momentum by growing the sanctuary movement. Organizers plan to invite Governor Mark Dayton and Senator Amy Klobuchar to an event in January to promote the idea. They hope 1,500 people will attend. Reham Fashir, Minnesota Public Radio News.
Ramsey County will soon need a new sheriff. Matt Bostrom announced yesterday he's resigning for a position at Oxford University in England. There he'll be doing research on a policing model for other countries based on what he's learned and practiced in Minnesota. Emma Sapong reports.
It was an emotional afternoon for Ramsey County Sheriff Matt Bostrom as he collected himself to speak.
If you're looking for the tough guy sheriff, he's not here today.
After 34 years in law enforcement, the past 6 as sheriff of Ramsey County, Bostrom will step down January 3rd. He says hiring for character and training for competence has been the linchpin of his time as sheriff. What he plans to do next is create a model at the British University's Center for Criminology. The model stemmed from conversations with community members, and he says it increases police trust.
We have an opportunity to accomplish something great for our profession, and I'm so proud of what we've been able to accomplish here at Ramsey County and have a sense of moral obligation to share this progress with others. If we are successful, the tool we develop could be used by agencies around the world.
Bostrom began his law enforcement career with St. Paul Police Department, where he rose to assistant chief. It was also where a diverse group of community members in 2000 called for character hiring. He says they wanted officers with 15 character traits, including good judgment, compassion, and respectfulness to eliminate bias in policing.
They also wanted the department to know that people with these character traits would not need to go to special sensitivity training because people with character have the moral confidence to never act with bias, and they'll intercede if they were ever to witness it. The community was insistent, hire for character, train for competence.
He says their ideas gave birth to the policing model, which he has adhered to as sheriff. He says he used his personal time and funds to travel to England. Ramsey County Commission Chair Victoria Reinhardt praised Bostrom for his integrity and work ethic.
Matt has been a longtime friend of both my husband and mine. I know Matt to be a man of integrity and character and compassion. He is committed to public service, and I believe that what he is about to embark upon can truly be transformational.
Reinhardt says county leaders plan to appoint a new sheriff to fill out the remainder of Bostrom's term beginning in early January.
A seamless transition through the next 2 years is critical for our residents, public safety partners, the sheriff's office, and our county organization. And in November of 2018, the voters will elect a Ramsey County sheriff.
The Ramsey County Board holds a special meeting next Tuesday. Emma Sapong, Minnesota Public Radio News.
And that's your Polycast for this Wednesday, Pearl Harbor Day, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom.